big concern, and it isn't reciprocal at all. As I mentioned, our FARA law, which has existed since 1938 in the United States, is there for a reason. It promotes transparency because we believe that our citizens, as they're receiving news and information, deserve the right to know where that information is coming from. And if it's coming from a foreign government that might have a particular message that they're trying to impart to the American people, that should be understood by those who are on the receiving end. That's far different than designating somebody a foreign agent and effectively making it virtually impossible for them to operate, or the employees to seek outside work after they leave, for example, their place of employment. So it isn't at all similar to what we're doing under FARA. It's a reach beyond. And we just think the principles of a free media in any free society and democracy are absolutely critical to our strength, health, and well-being. Freedom of speech is part of that. So that's why I care about the issue. It's why we in the embassy care about the issue. And it's why we're going to follow the work that is going on in the Duma and the legislation that is being drafted very, very carefully, because we're concerned about it.